my duty. Inform you of her beauty. I'd ask if you would favor not to seek for the wife. Why, young, she is a creature of character and feature. Your words can paint a picture of the queen of all Argyle. And if you should have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the fungus in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, the bower not for pardon, would not want to let the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I pass with light intention through a part of our dear country, known for beauty and for style. In a place of noble thinkers, of scholars and grave drinkers, but above them all for splendor, shone the queen of all Argyle. And if you should have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swan was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, bowing up her pardon, not one to match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. Now, my lads, my need must leave you. My intentions know to grieve you. For indeed, when I deceive you, oh, I see you in a while. I must find some way to gain her, to court her and to tame her. I fear my heart's in danger from the queen of all Argyle. And if you should have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the sun was in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden, bowing up for pardon, not one to match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle. And if you should have seen her there, boys, if you had just been there, the swans in her movement and the morning in her smile. All the roses in the garden bowing us for pardon, not one to match the beauty of the queen of all Argyle.